Chapter 26. If you said word you was a coming, we'd a had it repaired. Apostrophe replied the imperturbable Sam. The little man seemed rather baffled by these several repulses, and a short consultation took place between him and the two plump gentlemen. At its conclusion, the little man took a pinch of snuff from an oblong silver box, and was apparently on the point of renewing the conversation, when one of the plump gentlemen, who in addition to a benevolent countenance, possessed a pair of spectacles, and a pair of black gaiters, interfered. "The fact of the matter is," apostrophe said the benevolent gentleman, "that my friend here," pointing to the other plump gentleman, "will give you half a guinea, if you'll answer one or two apostrophe." "Now, my dear sir," apostrophe said the little man, "pray, allow me, my dear sir, the very first principle to be observed in these cases, is this. If you place the matter in the hands of a professional man, you must in no way interfere in the progress of the business. You must repose implicit confidence in him." "Really, Mr. Apostrophe," he turned to the other plump gentleman, and said, "I forget your friend's name." "Apostrophe, Pickwick," apostrophe said Mr. Wardle, for it was no other than that jolly personage. "Ah, Pickwick, really, Mr. Pickwick, my dear sir, excuse me, I shall be happy to receive any private suggestions of yours, as amicus curiae, but you must see the impropriety of your interfering with my conduct in this case, with such an ad cap tandem argument as the offer of half a guinea." "Really, my dear sir, really," apostrophe, and the little man took an argumentative pinch of snuff, and looked very profound. "My only wish, sir," apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, "was to bring this very unpleasant matter to as speedy a close as possible." "Apostrophe, quite right," apostrophe said the little man. "With which view," apostrophe continued Mr. Pickwick, "I made use of the argument which my experience of men has taught me is the most likely to succeed in any case." "Apostrophe, apostrophe," said the little man, very good, indeed, but you should have suggested it to me." "My dear sir, I'm quite certain you cannot be ignorant of the extent of confidence which must be placed in professional men. If any authority can be necessary on such a point, my dear sir, let me refer you to the well-known case in Barnwell and apostrophe, never mind George Barnwell," apostrophe interrupted Sam, who had remained a wondering listener during this short colloquy. "Everybody knows what sort of a case his was, though it's always been my opinion, mind you, that the young woman deserved scragging a precious sight more than he did. Hosever, that's neither here nor there. You want me to accept of half a guinea. Worry well, I'm agreeable. I can't say no fairer than that, can I, sir?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Pickwick smiled. "Then the next question is, what the devil do you want with me, as the man said, when he see the ghost?" "Apostrophe, apostrophe, we want to know," apostrophe said Mr. Wardle. "Now, my dear sir," apostrophe interposed the busy little man. Mr. Wardle shrugged his shoulders, and was silent. "We want to know," apostrophe said the little man solemnly, "and we ask the question of you, in order that we may not awaken apprehensions inside. We want to know who you've got in this house at present?" "Apostrophe, apostrophe, who there is in the house?" "Apostrophe, apostrophe," said Sam, in whose mind the inmates were always represented by that particular article of their costume, which came under his immediate superintendence. "There's a wooden leg in number 6, there's a pair of hessians in 13, there's two pair of halves in the commercial, there's these here painted tops in the snuggery inside the bar, and 5 more tops in the coffee room." "Apostrophe, nothing more?" "Apostrophe, apostrophe," said the little man. "Stop a bit," apostrophe replied Sam, suddenly recollecting himself. "Yes, there's a pair of Wellingtons a good deal worn, and a pair old ladies' shoes, in number 5. "Apostrophe, what sort of shoes?" "Apostrophe, apostrophe," hastily inquired Wardle, who, together with Mr. Pickwick, had been lost in bewilderment at the singular catalog of visitors. Country make, apostrophe replied Sam. Any maker's name? Apostrophe apostrophe Brown. Apostrophe whereof? Apostrophe apostrophe Muggleton. It is them, apostrophe exclaimed Wardle. By heavens, we found them. Apostrophe hush. Apostrophe apostrophe said Sam. The Wellingtons has gone to Doctor's Commons. Apostrophe no, apostrophe said the little man. Yes, for a license. Apostrophe, we're in time, apostrophe exclaimed Wardle. Show us the room, not a moment is to be lost. Apostrophe, pray, my dear sir, pray, apostrophe said the little man. Caution, caution. Apostrophe, he drew from his pocket a red silk purse, and looked very hard at Sam as he drew out a sovereign. Sam grinned expressively. Show us into the room at once, without announcing us, apostrophe said the little man, and it's yours. Apostrophe, Sam threw the painted tops into a corner, and led the way through a dark passage, and up a wide staircase. He paused at the end of a second passage, and held out his hand. Here it is, apostrophe whispered the attorney, as he deposited the money on the hand of their guide. The man stepped forward for a few paces, followed by the two friends and their legal advisor. He stopped at a door. Is this the room? Apostrophe apostrophe murmured the little gentleman. Sam nodded assent. Old Wardle opened the door, and the whole three walked into the room just as Mr. Jingle, who at that moment returned, had produced the license to the spinster aunt. The spinster uttered a loud shriek, and throwing herself into a chair, covered her face with her hands. Mr. Jingle crumpled up the license, and thrust it into his coat pocket. The unwelcome visitors advanced into the middle of the room. You are a nice rascal, aren't you? Apostrophe apostrophe exclaimed Wardle, breathless with passion. My dear sir, apostrophe said the little man, laying his hat on the table, pray, consider pray. Defamation of character. Action for damages. Calm yourself, my dear sir, pray apostrophe, how dare you drag my sister from my house? Apostrophe apostrophe said the old man. A very good, apostrophe said the little gentleman, you may ask that. How dare you, sir? Sir? Apostrophe, who the devil are you? Apostrophe apostrophe inquired Mr. Jingle, in so fierce a tone, that the little gentleman involuntarily fell back a step or two. Who is he, you scoundrel? Apostrophe interposed Wardle. He's my lawyer, Mr. Perker, of Gray's Inn. Perker, I'll have this fellow prosecuted indicted I'll ruin him. And you, apostrophe continued Mr. Wardle, turning abruptly round to his sister you, Rachel, at a time of life, when you ought to know better, what do you mean, by running away with a vagabond, disgracing your family, and making yourself miserable? Get on your bonnet and come back. Call a hackney coach there, directly, and bring this lady's bill, d'ye hear, apostrophe apostrophe certainly, sir, apostrophe replied Sam, who had answered Wardle's violent ringing of the bell with a degree of celerity which must have appeared marvelous to anybody who didn't know that his eye had been applied to the outside of the keyhole during the whole interview. Get on your bonnet, apostrophe repeated Wardle. Do nothing of the kind, apostrophe said Jingle. Leave the room, sir, no business here, ladies free to act as she pleases more than 1 and 20. Apostrophe, more than 1 and 20. Apostrophe apostrophe ejaculated Wardle contemptuously. More than 1 and 40. Apostrophe apostrophe, I ain't, apostrophe said the spinster aunt, her indignation getting the better of her determination to faint. You are, apostrophe replied Wardle, you're 50 if you're an hour. Apostrophe, here the spinster aunt uttered a loud shriek, and became senseless. A glass of water, apostrophe said the humane Mr. Pickwick, summoning the landlady. A glass of water, apostrophe apostrophe said the passionate Wardle. Bring a bucket, and throw it all over her, it'll do her good, and she richly deserves it. apostrophe, ugh, you brute, apostrophe, apostrophe, ejaculated the kind-hearted landlady, poor dear, apostrophe, and with sundry ejaculations of come now, there's a dear, drink a little of this, it'll do you good, don't give way, so there's a love, apostrophe, etc., etc., the landlady, assisted by a chambermaid, proceeded to vinegar the forehead, beat the hands, titillate the nose, and unlace the stays of the spinster aunt, and to administer such other restoratives as are usually applied by compassionate females to ladies who are endeavoring to ferment themselves into hysterics. Coach is ready, sir, apostrophe said Sam, appearing at the door. Come along, apostrophe cried Wardle. I'll carry her downstairs. Apostrophe, at this proposition, the hysterics came on with redoubled violence. The landlady was about to enter a very violent protest against this proceeding, and had already given vent to an indignant inquiry, whether Mr. Wardle considered himself a lord of the creation, when Mr. Jingle interposed, Boots, apostrophe said he, get me an officer. Apostrophe, stay, stay, apostrophe said little Mr. Perker. Consider, sir, consider. Apostrophe, I'll not consider, apostrophe replied Jingle. She's her own mistress, see who dares to take her away, unless she wishes it. Apostrophe, I won't be taken away, apostrophe murmured the spinster aunt. I don't wish it. Apostrophe, here there was a frightful relapse. My dear sir, apostrophe said the little man, in a low tone. Taking Mr. Wardle and Mr. Pickwick apart, my dear sir, we're in a very awkward situation. It's a distressing case, very. I never knew one more so. But really, my dear sir, really we have no power to control this lady's actions. I warned you before we came, my dear sir, that there was nothing to look to but a compromise. Apostrophe, there was a short pause. What kind of compromise would you recommend? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Mr. Pickwick. Why, my dear sir, our friend's in an unpleasant position, very much so. We must be content to suffer some pecuniary loss. Apostrophe, I'll suffer any, rather than submit to this disgrace, and let her, fool as she is, be made miserable for life, apostrophe said Wardle. I rather think it can be done, apostrophe said the bustling little man. Apostrophe Mr. Jingle, will you step with us into the next room for a moment? Apostrophe apostrophe, Mr. Jingle assented, and the quartet walked into an empty apartment. Now, sir, apostrophe said the little man, as he carefully closed the door, is there no way of accommodating this matter? Step this way, sir, for a moment into this window, sir, where we can be alone there, sir, there, pray sit down, sir. Now, my dear sir, between you and I, we know very well, my dear sir, that you have run off with this lady for the sake of her money. Don't frown, sir, don't frown. I say, between you and I, we know it. We are both men of the world, and we know very well that our friends here are not, eh? Apostrophe apostrophe, Mr. Jingle's face gradually relaxed. And something distantly resembling a wink quivered for an instant in his left eye. Very good, apostrophe said the little man, observing the impression he had made. Now, the fact is, that beyond a few hundreds, the lady has little or nothing till the death of her mother, fine old lady, my dear sir. Apostrophe, old, apostrophe said Mr. Jingle briefly but emphatically. Why, yes, apostrophe said the attorney, with a slight cough. You are right, my dear sir, she is rather old. She comes of an old family though, my dear sir, old in every sense of the word. The founder of that family came into Kent when Julius Caesar invaded Britain, only one member of it, since, who hasn't lived to 85, and he was beheaded by one of the Henrys. The old lady is not 73 now, my dear sir. Apostrophe the little man paused, and took a pinch of snuff. Well, apostrophe cried Mr. Jingle. Well, my dear sir, you don't take snuff, ah. So much the better, expensive habit. Well, my dear sir, you're a fine young man, man of the world, able to push your fortune, if you had capital, eh? Apostrophe, apostrophe, well, apostrophe, said Mr. Jingle again. Do you comprehend me? Apostrophe, apostrophe, not quite. Apostrophe, don't you think now, my dear sir, I put it to you, don't you think that £50 and liberty would be better than Miss Wardle and expectation? Apostrophe, apostrophe, won't do not half enough. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mr. Jingle, rising. Nay, nay, my dear sir, apostrophe, remonstrated the little attorney, seizing him by the button. Good round sum, a man like you could treble it in no time, great deal, to be done with £50, my dear sir. Apostrophe, more to be done with £150, apostrophe, replied Mr. Jingle coolly. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.